Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Rachel Elliott, who is Director of Organizational Advancement for Comprehensive Housing Assistance, Inc., or HAI. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really glad to be here today.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It's been a long time since I've interviewed someone from your organization, and I wanted to spotlight all of the positive things that you folks are doing in the community. So I'm glad to have you here. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the organization?
I would be glad to. So HAI, Comprehensive Housing Assistance, Inc., is the Housing and Community Development Wing or Agency of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We are an independent 501c3, but the Associated is our parent organization. HAI was founded in 1983 by the Associated in response to what it saw as declining population and sort of struggling economy in the Northwest mm-hmm. Baltimore City neighborhoods of Glen, Falstaff, Cheswold, Cross Country, and Mount Washington. The Associated saw that these neighborhoods were core historical neighborhoods in the Jewish community, but that and to make sure that they stay core important neighborhoods of the Jewish communities with their anchor institutions, that it was important to strengthen all five neighborhoods in their entirety on all of their residents. Mm-hmm. So the Associated started with an initial investment of helping people become new homeowners. And that was where we began. And as we began doing that slowly over the next 10, 20, now it's been almost 33 years, we have really expanded to a full community development portfolio of programming that includes homeownership promotion. And we currently still give loans to new home buyers. Mm-hmm. We provide home buyer education, HUD-approved housing counseling. We also began doing foreclosure prevention work, which we call homeownership retention, because really we're trying to retain our homeowners.
Right, right. We began
doing homeownership retention about 8 years ago. But out of these programs and really looking at the whole health of our five neighborhoods, we started to really look at the idea of community engagement, which has really been a fundamental, I always say it's a platform for the work that we do, is our community engagement work.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. What's your background and responsibilities with HAI?
So I've been with HAI for just about 10 years now, mm-hmm. and I came in originally as a development director, and I have expanded my role as being not just in charge of our fundraising development, but I also oversee our marketing and communications, as well as different special projects as they come up. Currently, I'm also working, we did a new strategic plan last year, so I've been very involved with helping with strategic plan and working on creating our new division of aging and community. Mm-hmm. Those are my responsibilities. And I also, at some point in time, have become in some ways the institutional memory of HAI because of my longevity at the organization and my commitment to the neighborhoods.
So you know where all the bones are buried.
I do. but we have a new building, so they're not that, there's not that many.
They've been transferred.
Or buried under the old building.
I see, the layers of history.
And I would say in my professional background is in, I have a master's in social work and with a focus on community organizing and organizational development with a secondary certificate in Jewish communal service. And I worked for the Jewish Federation in New York City for many years before I came here. And my focus there also was on Jewish community development organizations similar to HAI.
Mm-hmm.
So neighborhood-based community development services.
Neat. Thank you. So you're well experienced to talk about this organization and about community development. How can someone find out some more information about HAI?
Well, you can call us, which is actually, uh-huh. It's old school, but it's really a great way to get connected.
Yeah.
And our phone number, our direct line is 410-500-5300. And also you can reach us by our website, which is a very informative website and has many click-throughs and ways to email all of the different staff. And our website is www.chaibaltimore.org.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk more about your programs. I know that you mentioned that you started out with a focus on Jewish neighborhoods or neighborhoods in which the Jewish population lived in Northwest Baltimore. Are your services still solely for Jewish folks?
So our mission is to develop and support thriving, stable communities and neighborhoods with a substantial Jewish population. We have no services that are exclusively for the Jewish community. Our services are exclusively for the communities within which we serve, but they serve all people. We understand that to make sure that the community stays stable and thriving for the Jewish community means that all the residents within the community need to be invested in equally. So our core, what we call our general service area and our original general service area is that northwest corner of Baltimore City, those five neighborhoods. So they're on the north of sort of Smith Avenue and the boundary between Baltimore County, and on the west, Reisterstown Road, on the south, Northern Parkway, and on the east, we've got the JFX. And that's sort of, we see those five neighborhoods as our core general service area. But we also have programs and services in adjacent neighborhoods in Pikesville, Owings Mills, and we also have some services south of Northern Parkway in the Pimlico, right near Lifebridge area, and in the Central Park Heights area. Our programs, what we really wanted to do originally was to make sure that that the neighborhoods that had that housed many of our historical and current anchor institutions of the Jewish community did not become abandoned by the Jewish community. But we also felt that was really, really important for all the residents of the community that we didn't see this population bottom out because it hurts everybody. So partly it was just trying to create, first, just to say, look, we've got great housing stock and it's cheap. Let us help you get into it. And you know, really focusing on first-time home buyers. So saying to many people who never thought it was going to be an opportunity for them to buy a home, that this is, you know, we can give you a couple extra $1,000 here or there. And over the years, we've had many partnerships with different funders, both private and public, to help us provide loans and grants, deferred loans, all different types of products. So, you know, I would say that we've had a number of key funders, including the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, the Abel Foundation, Baltimore City. You know, and these loans, these pools of loans that they gave us were really to help anybody who was eligible and really with the focus on making homeownership a possibility for people who clearly could be responsible homeownerships but needed a little extra equity to get into that home.
Yeah, well, it's been a... I know from my long association with Chai and the knowledge of what you folks have been doing, it's been an excellent program for stabilizing that area, and it certainly has resulted so far. And I know it's a continual struggle for these things, but it certainly has resulted in a lot of stable neighborhoods, whereas before they were very much in possible transition.
I think that that the original goal of stabilizing our neighborhoods, we have definitely achieved that, but we feel very strongly that we're not at risk neighborhoods, but we are not core stabilized neighborhoods either, and that there is a potential for destabilization as the market shifts, and so that's why we're still focusing very strongly. And the two neighborhoods that we actually give our loans and grants in, which are the Glen and Falstaff neighborhoods, are the two neighborhoods that are also the more economically challenged and also more diverse neighborhoods. And we really want to make sure that the residents of those neighborhoods have an opportunity to buy into their homes and stay in there. And
are they more towards the south of Reisterstown Road?
So the Glen neighborhood is, it's bordered by Northern Parkway in the south, and it's bordered by Reisterstown Road on the west, and on the north, it goes up to Clark's Lane, and then back down Parkeyes Avenue, and then it cuts down Strathmore to Cross Country over to Key Avenue. So it's kind of this, sort of, it borders Pimlico Racetrack and Reisterstown Road, and then comes up a little bit into... almost down to like the Western Run area. And Falstaff neighborhood is actually just a big rectangle that goes from Clark's Lane up to just a little past 7 Mile, and it's bordered on Reisterstown Road and Park Heights Avenue. So they're contiguous neighborhoods. And I think that part of what puts them at risk is that they're bordering that Reisterstown Road corridor and that Northern Parkway corridor where there really isn't any type of residential living on the other side.
Right.
You know, so we don't see residential living because we have Pimlico Racetrack. We don't see residential because we have this huge commercial corridor of Reisterstown Roads. So there's, it's very, it's more challenging to get people to want to buy there because there's a lot more traffic in and out.
Right.
And the properties are also tend to be a little bit smaller and older, which is part of why we offer the incentives because we require a portion of those incentives be used to upgrade the house.
Let's see. So I assume that, that for your first-time home buyer programs, you have classes and the way that folks can find out is to sign up for those?
Yes. So we are a provider of Baltimore City-approved new home buyer workshops. We are also a federally HUD-approved agency for housing counseling, which are the requirements that you need not just for our incentives, but for a variety of incentives around the city, also for different types of like the CDA loan products and other loan products and incentive products that are designed to help new home buyers, first time home buyers, or home buyers with a moderate or low to moderate income. So we hold, I think, 10 home buyer workshops a year. And you can you can look that up on our website, and you can call into our office and sign up. We are also listed on the Live Baltimore website, which we partner with. So anybody interested in buying a home anywhere in Baltimore City can access our services, and those are transferable to other housing counseling agencies. But we really, really encourage people to come to our workshops if they want to buy in our neighborhoods. And we really, because our whole goal is to get people to buy in our neighborhoods, home ownership is clearly responsible. Home ownership is a key goal. But
that's
we want
right.
people
that
to
stabilizes.
Move. We want people to move to our neighborhoods. So we especially want people who want to be living in Northwest Baltimore to come to our workshops and to come to our counseling.
Great.
But it's available for anybody in Baltimore City.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure, clarify that, because I'm sure there's some folks that have a misconception based on the name.
Absolutely. And you know what? I will say that what we really hope is that people who don't think they want to move into Northwest Baltimore City will come to our workshops and say, what a great place. Like, we want to live here. And I think one of our all-time challenges and something we're still working on is how to get more people from other parts of the city to say, oh, you know what? I would love to live in Northwest Baltimore City. What a great place. It's stable. It's friendly. It has sort of a suburban feel. It's very green, but we still have direct access to city life. So anybody interested in Northwest Baltimore City, we've got great public schools. We've got private school options. We're close to shopping. We're close to the JFX. We've got downtown Mount Washington. We've got Pikesville. We've got all types of stuff.
Right.
And we're very residential neighborhoods. So you really don't have a lot of commercial encroachment within your living situation.
And on top of everything else, we've got an organization like HAI and a number of other neighborhood associations that are watching over things and making sure things get done right and that services are delivered well. And that it's a good place to live.
Well, and I think that that's a great segue because, as I said, we really feel that our community engagement programs provide a foundation for all of our other programs.
unfortunately, that's all we have time for. I want you to come back, Rachel. I want you to come back and give us another. That's a quick 15, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I want you to come back and tell us some more about your community engagement and all of the other things that HI does. But unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guests, Ms. Rachel Elliott, who's director of Organizational Advancement for Comprehensive Housing Assistance, or HI, of Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me.
And that contact information again is 410-500-5300 or www.chaibaltimore.org. So thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.